Nolte, Biden unleashes FBI Gestapo to terrorize parents opposed to critical race theory. By John Nolte on October 5, 2021. His fraudulency. Joe Biden's attorney general has just announced that the FBI will be engaged to terrorize parents who oppose left-wing school board policies. All around the country, parents have been speaking out and protesting against several absurd and destructive school board policies that have been put in place to damage, sexualize, and indoctrinate innocent children. Chief among these policies is critical race theory, which teaches children to be racist and that white people are inherently dangerous oppressors due to their skin color. Parents are also opposed to anti-science mask mandates. Although nothing in the science supports the idea that forcing kids into filthy masks all day long does anyone any good, these fascist school boards are still imposing these mandates. Then there's the sexual nonsense, where kids are indoctrinated with a bunch of perversion about how men can magically transform into women. Where kids, who are still minors, are taught about homosexuality and abortion and given sexual writing assignments. Unfortunately, too many of the government-run schools in this country have become breeding grounds for mentally ill educators desperate to force their warped political agendas and neuroses on our children. And now that parents have had enough, the same Joe Biden who just yesterday said that being harassed and filmed in a public restroom is part of the process of being an elected official, school boards are elected officials, is now unleashing his FBI brown shirts on parents who have the audacity to want a say in how their child is educated. Days after a national organization representing school board officials lamented to the Biden administration about hate groups intimidating education officials, Attorney General Merrick Garland has directed the FBI to combat threats of violence against administrators. Without citing specific cases, in a memorandum issued on Monday, Merrick Garland expressed concern about a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school administrators, board members, teachers, and staff who participate in the vital work of running our nation's public schools. The critical thing here is that Biden does this without citing even one instance, just one, where someone was harassed or threatened. Moreover, even if that was the case, this is not a federal matter. This is a local matter. Thus, the feds have no jurisdiction in local criminal matters. But the goal here is obvious, to criminalize not only dissent and peaceful protest but to criminalize daring to disagree with the fascist, narcissistic left-wing maniacs who have seized control of government-run schools. This is also about using the federal government to chill free speech, to scare and intimidate parents away from speaking out. And it will almost certainly be used to harass those parents who do speak up. The other tactic here is that Biden is hoping to inflame the situation. Using the FBI in this unlawful and un-American manner is meant to anger and provoke people into misbehaving, which is what the fascist Biden regime wants. Nothing would make Biden and the Hitler Youth at the FBI happier than an incident that would allow them to crack down even harder on everyday parents who don't want their children taught to be racists. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.